wondering how they will survive with a closed port. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. People who live or work near the Port of Baltimore, closed by the collapse of the Key Bridge, are concerned about their economic future. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says some 8,000 jobs are directly associated with the port.
Buttigieg was in the White House briefing to reassure Americans the administration will pay up front to replace the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. He says it will take time, but it's faster than the 5 years it took to build the bridge in the 70s. The secretary is saying it'll be a lot faster to reopen the port itself, possibly less than a year. The major issue there is part of the bridge is on the bow of the ship, and it pushed the ship, resting it on the bottom of Baltimore Harbor. Now, crews have to remove the bridge and refloat the container ship that weighs about 200 million pounds, more than the weight of the Washington Monument.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. Crews recovered two bodies Wednesday of the six missing construction workers. Former President Trump lashes out at the New York judge who put him under a gag order, barring him from making comments publicly about those connected to his hush money trial. He suggested without evidence the judge was kowtowing to his daughter's interest as a Democratic political consultant. The gag order does not extend to the judge. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman dies at 82, reportedly from complications of a fall. Here he is in 2008, marking the 60th anniversary of Israel.
The victory of faith over cynicism, the victory of persistence over ambivalence, the victory of action over inaction, the victory ultimately of good over evil.
Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Activists form a human chain in Nashville 1 year after the deadly Covenant school shooting.
Thousands of people joining hands outside Tennessee's Capitol, where several bills on gun reform are pending as Nashville honors the victims of the Covenant school shooting. 1 year after the shooter, a transgender male, killed six, including three children. The state has since allocated millions of dollars for school safety enhancements and school resource officers, with more gun reform bills pending. As for a potential motive of the shooter, a federal judge in Tennessee last week ordered the FBI to release the shooter's manifesto, journals, and suicide note on the grounds of the public's right to know. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Russia says the number of people killed in last week's terror attack on a Moscow concert hall rose to 143. ISIS claimed responsibility for that attack. The FAA is warning people that next month's total solar eclipse may impact their air travel plans.
The FAA says the total solar eclipse on April 8th will result in some delays, that airports and states in the eclipse's path may be especially affected, including in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Maine. The agency says pilots and airlines should be prepared to possibly hold more often, that is, circle more before landing, reroute, and take off later than planned. Meanwhile, Delta is offering a flight from Austin to Detroit specifically for, quote, umbrophiles who want to spend as much time as possible directly within the path of totality. An umbrophile is someone who chases eclipses. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
No winner in Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot, so it rolls over for at least $935 million. And the S&P 500 closes at a record, topping out at 5,248. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.